America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's go to the North Omaha Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the chief dude at HoopsWire.com. Put that in your title. Chief dude. He's Mr. Sam Amico. Hello, Samuel.
Hey, guys. Hi, how you doing? I'm happy to be chief dude. And, Jeff, you stole my line, the Raptors stink.
That is true, but it doesn't completely or really take away from everything the Cavs did last night, right?
Not at all. No. I think that, you know, regardless of who they were playing, the system that we kept hearing about at training camp from Kenny Atkinson in the preseason, that two things, you know, number one, we want to get Evan Mobley really involved, and they did that. And number two, we want to keep the ball moving and, you know, get production from 11 guys, and they did that as well. So it's never easy to do that on the road on the opener, in the opener. So the fact that the Cavs did that, regardless of who their opponent was, I thought was very promising.
Sam, can we see that Evan Mobley for 82 regular season games? I think everyone kind of liked that last night, the 25 points and the way he was shooting the ball.
On only 14 shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, I mean, that's all we've heard about. And the encouraging thing is they really have been going right to him. He seems very comfortable in this offense. You know, as before, it seemed like the last 3 years he was, we all knew Evan Mobley was really good, but his comfort level, sometimes things felt forced. He felt out of sorts. He wasn't as efficient with the basketball as they hoped he would be. And, you know, it's obviously one regular season game in the preseason, but all throughout that time, these last 2 weeks, he has really shown that. And the Cavs have really shown that, you know, his teammates have shown we're comfortable and confident with Evan Mobley becoming much more ball dominant this season. So can he do it through 82 games? Well, that's the idea.
If Evan Mobley has the ball, who doesn't? And is that person okay with that?
The answer is Donovan Mitchell, and he says he's just fine with it.
Okay.
You know, and I think we saw that last night. Look, Donovan Mitchell is still going to get his shots. Darius Garland's still going to get his shots. The way that this offense is structured, and we saw even guys like Caris LeVert, who was unbelievably efficient, hitting his first 8 shots, and Ty Jerome coming in the game and scoring 14 points, none of this seemed forced. And that's the entire concept and the entire philosophy of Kenny Atkinson. You're all going to get your shots. You're all going to get your looks. And you're not going to have to force it because the ball's going to be moving, you know. And really, that should be the idea behind every NBA team. But we did not see the ball stick very often against the Raptors. So, yeah, you know, Donovan Mitchell has said, I'll be taking less shots this year so Evan can get more. So let's go. You know, so I think that obviously early on, everything's sounding good and looking good.
How about with Darius Garland?
Yeah. Look, I mean, not everybody's going to have 15, 20 points, right? I thought he did a good job at getting in the lane and creating for others. His own shot attempts really weren't there. Ideally, you would, you know, there's going to be nights where he's going to have to score more and produce more. But I thought both he and Ty Jerome did a fantastic job, and LeVert, too, of getting into the lane and creating for others and not, again, not forcing anything. So, yeah, you know, Darius Garland says the joy has returned for him, and I thought that that was evident. Got to stay out of trouble. I was surprised they left him in there with 2 fouls in the first quarter, but got to stay out of foul trouble. But, I, you know, look, that to me, there was you look at the big picture and it's like, okay, Darius Garland maybe not had a great game, but you know, everybody else did and he still did well enough. So I think it's just, you know, getting reps and getting used to this system.
Sam, get us up to speed on Max Strus and how much is Dean Wade are we going to see like we did last night? I mean, just settle in because that's the way it's going to be, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think Max Strus, you know, probably what they're saying is another 5 weeks or so before he's reevaluated. So who knows how that will go. How, you know, it's hard to predict how he'll heal, but I would suspect he'll be out till early December. Dean Wade seems like the natural fit among the other guys, you know, next to the quote-unquote core four, because number one, he's got size. Number two, he doesn't need the ball to make an impact. Number three, he's an outstanding defender. Did a lot of that last night, getting in the passing lanes and altering shots and that type of stuff. He does a real nice job on the wing. So, you know, Kenny Atkinson has said it's all going to be dependent on matchups. So it's probably going to be Dean Wade starting in place of Max Strus this entire time, but there may be times where he starts and plays 4 minutes of each half, depending on matchups. The Cavs really like the idea of having Caris LeVert come off the bench and provide the offense that he provided last night. So Wade's probably just a better fit in that starting lineup.
Sam Amico joining us, HoopsWire.com. Did it surprise you? Did you find it interesting? Whatever, tell me what you thought of it, that the Cavaliers basically brought back the team from last year intact, other than a change at head coach.
Yeah, I think that's always interesting. I mean, because you look across the NBA, there's only three teams who did that, who didn't sign anybody to a standard contract or make a trade, and one of them was the defending champion Boston Celtics, the other, of course, being the Lakers. So, you know, you look at that, that's a rarity in the NBA, especially in the Kobe Altman era. I mean, he's a mover and shaker. So the fact that you're talking about, okay, we've got just the same 11 guys that we ran last season back, it was very clear they felt like all we need is somebody to get this offense to another level, right? I mean, you were talking bottom 10 offensively last year for the most part, and top 10 defensively. So you needed to find somebody who could maximize these guys. And I mean, the whole reason Kenny Atkinson was hired, I don't want to say the whole reason, but a major reason he was hired is get Evan Mobley to that all-star level. And that's, you know, the Cavs felt like there's a lot to be said for continuity and familiarity. As long as our guys like Evan Mobley and Darius Garland could come off his rocky season and get that to another level, that's really why you made the change. So, you know, it was surprising, yes, but at the same time, there was no move out there to be made that would have benefited them.
Sam Amico joining us from HoopsWire.com. The fact that the Cavs aren't a real big team size-wise, does that do anything? There's only one guy on the team who's over 6'9". And that guy is Evan Mobley. Anything?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, I mean, that could always be a little bit of a concern. Interestingly, now they're one of the bigger teams because you have Dean Wade in the starting lineup.
Who is one of the guys who is 6'9".
Right, I don't think it's a huge deal because, honestly, guys, you're talking probably the best defensive front court in the NBA now that Carl Anthony Towns is in, you know, not no longer in Minnesota next to Rudy Gobert.
To Rudy, yeah.
So, you know, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, most teams would kill to have two rim protectors like that. And that's really, you know, when you talk about the Cavs being a top 10 defensive team, those two guys are the reason. So it's not really so much about their actual height, is can you protect the basket? The Cavs have two guys who can do that really, really well. And I don't think it impacts them offensively as long as the ball is moving. We've seen Jared Allen. I mean, he needs seven shots tops to get, you know, 15, 16 points, and he's a double-double machine. So he doesn't really need the basketball. But I, you know, with the game becoming more perimeter-oriented, I don't think the size is such a big deal.
JB Bickerstaff coming in on Friday. I'm sure that he probably was thought at most points of the season last year he'd be here for the home opener. Well, he is. Congratulations on
that.
The only problem is he's on the south bench instead of the north bench. So, I your thoughts on this game Friday? It wasn't a burn.
No, I didn't say it was a burn. I just thought that was a little harsh.
But I wasn't trying to be harsh.
No, not harsh on JB. It was just a harsh factual comment on your part.
This is how we live, Sam. This is how we live. Your thoughts on this game? And, you know, I got to feel like he probably thinks, well, everyone's pointing the finger at me because I'm the only thing that's changed.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, Andy. I mean, it really is. That's the one thing that they changed, the coaching staff. And it's very interesting, yes, that he's coming to town for the Cavs opener, which is going to be, you know, it'd be interesting from a coverage standpoint. I'll tell you this, JB Bickerstaff, I've been doing this since, 2007 or 8 now, full time. The most awesome guy I've covered. I mean, you could ask JB Bickerstaff anything, you know, and he would just be polite, professional, give you a good answer, be personable, just a wonderful, wonderful person. And I think a pretty decent coach, and I think he's going to be really good for this Pistons team, which, by the way, blew an 8-point lead at home last night to the Pacers and ended up losing. But I just think he's the kind of guy, you know, we saw it in Cleveland, where he's the kind of guy who can get a so-so team to a better level. You know, we saw that in Cleveland. So
sure.
I think that he's going to be good there, and I think that I'm sure he'll receive a nice warm reception. I would hope anyway. But you know, look at the Cavs. This is a great opportunity to start the season fast because next night you got the Washington Wizards. You start the season with three teams that aren't supposed to make the playoffs. You know, so in the NBA today, guys, every game counts now because the races are going to be so close at the end of the year. You can't afford to lose to the Detroit Pistons in October when you have them at home. So it'd just be a good night to see the Cavs at home for everybody who didn't get a chance to watch them last night and you know, see what this new season is all about and hopefully give JB a warm reception.
Sam, I've seen many national predictions about the Eastern Conference. I've seen the Cavaliers listed as number two in the East by a couple of folks. I've seen them mainly falling in the 4-5 range with most folks and some as low as like 6. Where do you think the Cavs fit in the Eastern Conference?
I've been picking them all year at 4, which isn't very bold, or I should say all offseason at 4, because that's where they finished each of the last 2 years. But, you know, to me, after Boston, anybody could finish in that second spot. I mean, New York went out and got Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. The Sixers, we obviously know, with Joel Embiid, Paul George, Tyrese Maxey. But then, you know, who knows? Maybe the Milwaukee Bucks get it together with Giannis and Damian Lillard. The Orlando Magic clearly on the rise, went into Miami last night and blew them out. You know, and I still think Miami's going to be in the mix. The Indiana Pacers went to the Eastern Conference Finals last season. I'm sure there's somebody else in there I'm missing. But, you know, you look at that. That's why I say every game matters in the NBA this season, even in, you know, in both conferences, but especially in the East. I think the Cavs, you know, could they finish second in the East? Yes, and I've said this before. They could finish second in the East. They could finish sixth, and neither would surprise me. But sixth, I think, would be obviously disappointment after finishing fourth in each of the last 2 years. So the long-winded answer to your question there, Jeff, is fourth in the Eastern Conference, potentially second or third.
Okay. That seems like about a fit to me. That seems to be where that is. Sammy, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We will talk to you soon.
Hoopswire.com, where you can read all of Sam's coverage. Hoopswire.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.